Hey guys, how are you doing? It's an awesome new day for an exciting new episode of my podcast, The Governorly Experience, where we discuss issues people don't want to talk about, hidden secrets people will kill to bury, and of course, valuable truths to live a good life. I am your host, Governorly, and today is a good day. On my last episode, I was able to share with you guys experiences from three of my friends who have been in a friends with benefit relationship, and the most intriguing of all the three stories is the story of one of my friend. I don't even know how to say it, but she has actually been engaging in a friends with benefit relationship with her sister's boyfriend. Yes, her sister's boyfriend. So if you have not listened to that episode, you should go and listen to it now, because it is really, really hot. So after that episode, I got a lot of responses. People were talking about their own story of they shared their stories with me, and then some people even talked about what they would rather do. Someone even said she would rather indulge in an acquaintance with benefits relationship. Not like friends with benefits. You know, when you have an acquaintance that you guys are just there, you guys just hook up for sex and all, and then you guys just finish it there, and you guys see each other on the road and just eye and just no strings attached, you know, that kind of thing. And then someone actually shared her own story. She said she has been engaging in ex with benefit relationship. She have actually been having sex with her ex-boyfriend, and you know, all these things happen, and then people would not normally come outside to talk about it, but they happen. So let's dive right in, guys. Let's dive right into the contents of today's episode. So first, before we start, I would like to ask you guys a question. As a lady, have you ever like had a moment with your friend's boyfriend? Like, have you guys ever, you know that what I'm trying to say now? Or as a guy, have you ever had it or done it or did it with your girlfriend's friend? So if you can comprehend this question in English language, let me translate to pidgin for you. So which na the try talk be say, as a lady, say you don't ever do one with your paddy boyfriend, or as a guy where you be, say you don't ever taste the pickles of your girlfriend's paddy, of your girlfriend's friend. Yes, that's what I'm trying to say. And today I'll be sharing with you guys stories from two wonderful people. Two wonderful people, you know. Actually, these two guys are my friends from Unilag, and I want to share their story with you. So, but before we start, I would like to drop a disclaimer. All names and other personal stuff we'll be using in this podcast series do not actually reflect the names of the character or real people that this story applies to. So if you are thinking, oh, this story is sounding as familiar or familiar with your own story, you might be wrong. Or even if it is, but then we are not going to be mentioning names of the actual people that this story is about. So guys, stay tuned and anticipate. Thank you very much. So let's delve right into the first story. I met Dayo at the club when I was in 200 level. We connected and had a nice time in one night stand. We exchanged numbers, but when he started calling me, I told him we can't be friends any longer than that night, and I blocked him. About a year later, I was already in 300 level. An old friend invited me to an hangout he was organizing for our old crew. When I got there, I was surprised to see Dayo, because he isn't any of our old friends. But I avoided him and pretended as if I did nothing. Not too long into the party, Another old friend introduced Tayo to me as her boyfriend. I wanted to say nice to meet you, but Tayo had already said nice meeting you again. And I had to lie that I met him through a friend in Unilag. During the party, Tayo walked up to me and asked if I was still open to being friends with him and all those blah 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 shit guys talk about. When the guys started talking about blah 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 shit. Anyways, let's move on. I agreed since he was already dating my friend and decided to unblock him. Months later, Dayo invited me to a birthday party his friend was holding at Ikeja. I thought my friend was going to be there, so I agreed to go with him. When I got there, I was surprised not to meet my friend, and since I didn't know anybody at the party, I hung out with Dayo throughout. The party finished around 3 a.m. and I asked if I would be going back to school. But of course, I can't go back to school, so I decided to stay with Tayo. And we had sex again that night. When I go back to school, I block Tayo again, and I really can't stop thinking of what to do. And I have not spoken to Tayo since then. So this is the matter, yeah, and I need you guys to come and help me settle this matter. So what do you guys think about this matter? Because I can't be the judge of this matter alone. My friend went out with Dayo a year after she had decided not to talk to him or have anything to do with him because of the one night stand he had the year before. So she went out with him again, knowing fully well that he is dating a friend. So how do we settle this matter now? So this is why I need you guys to help me come and settle this matter, because I don't know. Or should I start blaming Dayo for being the devil here, for trying to play two friends? But then even if Dayo tries to play two friends, at least my friend is wise now, right? She has the ability to choose what she wants, if she really wants to do with Dayo. But then, do you guys think she was placed on the spot? Because number one, she had nowhere to go that early morning, and the only person she knows is Dayo, and she had no choice than to stay with Dayo. But then even if she had no choice than to stay with Dayo, could she have controlled everything that happened in that space with Dayo? So tell me what you guys think. So guys, there's this hot song I want you guys to listen to. This song is hot, this song is mad, this song is tearing everywhere. The song is OT by the OT Kuna himself. It's Tape It. So this song is a party song, it's a party jam, and I want you guys to stream it and download it on all platforms. The song is available on all your popular blogs, on Nigel Dead, Too Exclusive. It's also available on AudioMac, Apple Music, and all other platforms, Spotify and all. So I want you guys to listen to this jam, download this jam, because this jam is the odd banger. So guys, let's dive into the second story. So let me share something about this story before I start. So my friend sent this script to me after she had written it. So I read it and I had to like re-edit some things there, because most of the things she wrote there, should I say, part of the things she wrote there are a little bit, should I say, too extreme. I don't know if anybody less than 18 years old will be listening to this podcast, and there's no way I can regulate that. So I have to like edit some things and, you know, bring down the should I say, adult ratings. So I'm going to start now. I and my friend started admiring the same guy, but I had to let her have her way because I don't want to be tagged as desperate. Eventually, My friend started dating the guy, and I gave up on my wild good chase. Initially, I thought due to my friend's relationship with the guy, we wouldn't have anything to do together, but it even brought us closer, and I just could not resist him. Anytime he's around, I am always stealing glances at him, and I also guess he notices me. On one day, we were talking on WhatsApp, and he asked if I was free that evening. I told him yes, and I asked why, and he told me he just wanted to hang out. So that night, I went out without telling my friend, went to a bar, and went to meet him at the bar, rather. We had a few drinks, we gisted, and I was really having a good time. Then he told me he wanted a bit of privacy, that the football match ongoing at the bar is disturbing him. So we got the room, and we went in. I don't know what happened, I could not explain what happened, but in less than 2 minutes, we started kissing, and it was all good, until he reached for my underwears. I wanted to form ad girl, so I told him to stop, that I never planned on having sex with him this night, forever. Immediately reached for his shirt, picked up his phone, and said we should get going then. But deep down, I did not want to go. I wanted him so bad. But I was just trying to pull a few ad girl strings there. So I sat down still on the bed, staring at the floor. And then he said, I did not force you here with me. I did not force you to kiss me. And I am not going to force you to have sex with me. Then he reached to kiss me again. And this time, we went beyond kissing each other. 2 days later, I didn't know how, but my friend found out and we fought. But I heard she and her boyfriend settled. Honestly, I do not regret what happened because I got what I really wanted. The only thing I would have regretted is not sleeping with him that night. Wow. Hey, this story, I don't know what to say. So you and your friend had eyes with a guy. She won the first battle, but then you just could not take your eyes off him. And he asked you out to hang out with him, and then you went, and then things moved from smooth to rosy between you guys, and you just wanted to pretend as if nothing happened. You went back to your friend, and then nothing happened. And 2 days later, your friend found out. So how do we settle this matter now? Because she said she fought with her own friend, and a friend later settled with her boyfriend. I don't know. Does it happen that way? Your boyfriend had sex with your friend. You fought with your friend, and you settled with your boyfriend. Wait, she baba ye kubusi elori ni or I don't understand. Well, it happens. We never can tell what is between two of them. Or maybe the guy would actually say, oh, it is the girl that did this one or did that one. But then I don't want to be the judge of this matter. So I want you guys to come and join me in settling this matter, because it is beyond me. So to join me in settling this matter, you can send me a message on WhatsApp via 0706340 4242, or you can watch out for my anonymous link on my WhatsApp status, or you can as well send me a voice message via the link I'll be dropping on my WhatsApp status. So guys, I'll leave you guys with this amazing song from Tepids to chill off the rest of this podcast. Until next time, see you guys. Steve Beats.
Oh my Lord, I can feel my face. I didn't see nobody. I can feel my brain. And I see to what I do. Go, go, go. You don't get my door, my work, body, go, go, go. Yeah, are you ready to party, 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 party? Yeah, cause I'm ready to party, 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 rock your body. Just love my song, make me feel alright. Make me turn up alright, make everybody feel alright. Yeah. Baby dance for me, show me what you got. Money go tofu, money go tofu. Baby don't be shy. I want to rock your body, shake what's in the yard. Why not put it to the ground?
Stupid.